agriculture industry is trying its hand at blockchain technology. BeefChain.io, a private company, is one of those businesses that started after Wyoming passed a number of pro-blockchain laws. The goal is to use blockchain technology to track data points about cattle and share the information with consumers, pasture to plate. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports.
Bonita Carlson grew up on a ranch just south of Sundance. One time, her mom was gone and she helped out with the laundry. Along with her clothes, she threw in some of her dad's shirts.
When I opened the washing machine and saw all of his records from the whole year of that calf crop was destroyed in the washing machine.
She had thrown in her dad's record book. All the information on their cattle was destroyed. For Carlson, this is a perfect example of why it's important to merge the old heritage of the agriculture industry with new technology. Blockchain acts as a digital ledger that cannot be altered. It would have kept all of her father's records intact. But it goes beyond that. It gives producers the opportunity to be more intimate with the consumer.
When you talk about the idea of people wanting to know where their food comes from and how their food was handled when it was still afoot, blockchain absolutely is an excellent opportunity.
The data from a rancher's record book will be available for anyone to see. This means Wyoming ranchers can brand its Wyoming beef as something superior and possibly charge more for it.
Here in Wyoming, you know, the cattle are out in big open pastures and they eat grass that's available and there's plenty of it, and they drink water as it falls from the sky, you know, into the reservoirs. We don't have cattle in small lots. Cows out here are treated like they, you know, like cows.
Carlson and her fiancé, Drew Pearson, just tagged 250 steer calves at their ranch just north of Gillette. Pearson Ranch, along with five other family-owned ranches in the state, have partnered with BeefChain.io. Steve Lupin is the chief operating officer.
What we're looking to do, which is maintain the provenance of certified Wyoming beef from pasture until it reaches either the restaurant or the retail refrigerator case.
Lupin says ranchers are losing value once cattle are sold, since they have no control of what happens after they sell their cattle.
And if you're taking Wyoming cattle and you're shipping them to a neighboring state to get processed, then the cattle are getting mixed together and the Wyoming ranchers are not going to get the benefit of having, you know, Wyoming certified beef.
Currently, there is no USDA processing plant in Wyoming. But blockchain doesn't let the cattle get lost in the supply chain. The tag stays with the animal so that the consumer can scan a code and see all the information. Ogden Driscoll, a senator and rancher who will be using BeefChain, says just by being transparent and showing data points like no antibiotics or vaccines opens a whole new market. Many countries outside the U.S. are looking for untainted meat products.
BeefChain, you know, opens up overseas markets that we really don't have access to now. We're already moving, you know, we're in the process right now of dealing with three different foreign countries.
Driscoll says the idea is to enhance the agriculture industry in Wyoming, which could add millions of dollars to the state.
Very ultimate goal would be to come up with a mid-sized packing plant that a lot of Wyoming beef actually gets packaged and shipped out of Wyoming with a Wyoming label on it.
The international market may be the first to be interested in blockchain beef, but BeefChain CEO Rob Jennings sees it circling right back home.
You know, what we would like to do also is develop domestic markets that would be interested in a tracked provenance beef, particularly using protocols that I think might appeal to back to the New York hipster, something that is has less of a carbon footprint, something that is grass-fed.
And this drives the idea straight home for Bonita Carlson.
This is an opportunity to take what the producers has for the consumer and really, you know, get the word out there. And so then the consumer can make an informed decision of, you know, what they're feeding their family.
So if everything works out, sometime in the near future, you can go to the grocery store, pick up a package of beef, scan a code, and find out that it came from the Pearson Ranch. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.